News from Ellerington Castle. I was a prisoner in my own home. A disabled pensioner has won a battle with the council for his freedom after an 18-month skirmish over a scooter. Arthur Dry spent his life savings on a mobility scooter last summer, which the council would then not let him charge up in his sheltered housing unit at Heaton Road, Peckham. After the news got involved last week, Arthur, who has a crumbling spine and swollen legs, which means he can't walk more than 3 or 4 steps, was finally given somewhere to charge his scooter by the council. The 70-year-old, former Bricky, already used a small mobility scooter to get around inside, but he needs a bigger one for going to the shops, which the council was refusing to let him charge up in the communal area because of fire regulations and as it's too big to fit in his flat. Arthur told the news last week that without the £5,000 lifeline he brought with his life savings, he was being kept prisoner in his flat. Arthur's spinal degeneration means the cartilage between the bones in his back has worn away. He has a prescription of morphine for the pain, which he describes as 8 out of 10 most days. Since being registered as disabled 15 years ago, Arthur has been unable to do any exercise, so he's put on weight and is now too big safely to use his smaller scooter, which only holds up to 18 stone. He needs the bigger scooter to get to the supermarket, where he can get help from the staff who go round with him, as his only living relative, his niece, works shifts and lives in South Croydon with 3 kids, so can't come to help very often. Arthur was so determined to fight for his freedom that he threatened to withhold his rent, saying the council were infringing his civil liberties and his human rights, adding that he was prepared to go to court over it. They think they're the only ones that know anything, and once you get to 60, you go gaga. But I've still got a brain in my head, said Arthur. But since the news took up the case, Arthur was given an alternative place to charge his scooter and said he was very relieved. He said, I really want to thank you for what you've done. Councillor Ian Wingfield, Southwark Council's Cabinet Member for Housing, said, we've already explained to Mr. Dry that we had identified an alternative location for a special charging point that, following some minor works that would be completed by the end of next week, will allow him to charge his scooter safely in the short term and where it will not cause an obstruction, and continue to ask for patience while this work is carried out. I would personally like to thank Southwark News for raising this issue with Mr. Dry, as other residents who may find themselves in a similar situation should not suffer in silence, as we are always ready to find an accommodation.